Hi, I'm Caleb Jordan with WKGC, joined by Dana Erskine. The Visual and Performing Arts Division of Gulf Coast State College presents Collaboration. Art, specifically visual art, is often thought of as a solitary exercise, an expression of a single artist, a singular vision, a self-contained point of view. And while that is often the case, the artists in this exhibit chose to work in collaboration with other artists. Some work in pairs, others work in larger groups or collectives. Some came together to work on a specific project, while for others it was the only way to create work. Some projects are open-ended, others are defined by a strict set of rules. The pieces on display in collaboration highlight the different aesthetics and modes of working collaboratively. The results are as different as the individuals, the groups, and the circumstances that come together to allow the work to come to being. We have one of those collaborators here on the line with us. We have Gina Talcochi representing the Stone Soup Project. Gina, first off, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are glad to have this opportunity to talk with you.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's an excellent chance.
Well, thank you.
First off, Gina, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a sculptor mainly. I do a lot of sculpture and installation and pieces of all sizes. And I've been doing it, most of my adult life. I'm mainly abstract, I would say, but I use a lot of sound objects and organic materials. I do a lot with woven pieces. And I'm interested, I guess as a sculptor, I would say, and I'm interested mainly in structures and form and texture as kind of the main communicators of whatever it is I'm expressing.
Yeah. In my mind, having the focus not be on what does the idea of the piece convey, but more of the facets of the making of the piece, the materials, as you said, the textures, the shape, and what does that communicate in the creative process, rather than it representing some idea. That's one of the interesting facets when it comes to abstract art. Can you tell me about the Stone Soup Project?
Well, Stone Soup Project started a couple of years ago, and it consists of myself and two other artists, Phyllis Lachey and Deborah Benioff-Friedman. And we're all around the San Francisco Bay Area, and we came together. We're all members of Gearbox Gallery in Oakland, which is an artist-run gallery. That's how we met each other in the first place. And Phyllis and Deborah just had this idea that they wanted to collaborate. And we three have always admired each other's work and found, affinities within it for our own work. So they asked me if I was interested, and I kind of jumped at the chance because I've collaborated before. And, it is true, most of us are still working in the old school tradition of being alone in our studios most of the time. So it's just great to have the, social aspect of working with other people, and just it provides a catalyst to the work that you're not going to get elsewhere.
Yeah, collaboration. Certainly in a field where a lot of work is being done in a solitary manner, is placing new constraints and new opportunities. And that is a new skill to learn. Not only how to build a piece together, but the decision-making as well. How do I traverse someone else's creative conception and come together to make a piece? Can you tell me about how did the collaborative process actually work in making these pieces for the Stone Soup Project?
Yeah, well, we still do work alone in our studios, but and I forget how this started originally, but we just decided we would each bring two pieces from our own studio that were either unfinished, unresolved, or just utter failures that we, you know, given up on and decided that we wouldn't show, to give to the other two artists. And then we each took those pieces home and worked on them ourselves. And then we bring them back, we meet again, and discuss what was happening, and usually pass those pieces on to the next person. So they sort of go around in this kind of rotation until we all decide that they're finished. And so it's still a solitary activity in the making of it. It's just that things happen that are always so surprising when you see what another person has done to the work that it just kind of sparks different approaches.
Yeah, the idea that having another set of eyes, the way that they see the piece and the directions it can go, are certainly surprising after you see the changes that they've made. It's almost an additive process. Even if they have removed things from it, it now has a different intention, a different take on the subject.
Right. And I've noticed, you know, we sort of evolved in our way of working together over the course of the time we've been doing this. And I noticed for myself, originally when I would get things, I would always want to add things. And, how can I enlarge on this piece? And what am I going to add? And it gradually got to the point where I would say, okay, well, maybe this just needs to be edited or refined somehow. I sort of was less crazed about, you know, what can I put onto this piece? It's more about just what does the piece need? And, you know, I think I have become a little more reflective about each piece.
Certainly. Having, it's one of those things you don't know what you don't know. And through this experience of collaboration, you see the takes and the benefits of those changes, and how you could apply them, and how it can like change your own point of view,
right?
And just the conglomeration of experiences that make up you is equally the same thing that makes up one of your collaborators or other artists. In my mind. That's the thing, certainly for me in these conversations, is that helps me understand even singular artist works. Like the additive of understanding from the intentions and the efforts from one artist to another, that helps me better appreciate whatever I'm actually seeing.
That's right. It also, for me, it's been kind of self-revelatory, you know, and I'm getting to know these people on other levels that, you know, are just a little deeper than I used to know them. It's really interesting in many ways, besides just the physical fact of the pieces developing. And I could never have foreseen what these pieces would look like at the outset.
Which is that's the fun of the abstract art.
Yeah.
Now there's a term that's used to describe kind of this method of collaboration, the exquisite quirps, which before looking into this exhibit, I had never heard before. Can you tell me a little bit about that concept and how y'all applied it?
Yeah, well, I've always found that really interesting, and I've done it with other groups a little bit. It was the exquisite corpse was just a name for this sort of parlor game that the surrealists and Dada artists were doing, where they would take, and I mean, it was much more strictly done than what we're doing, but we kind of took our idea from that. Like one artist would draw something on a section of the page, fold that over so that the next artist couldn't see what was on the page, but maybe left a few lines to indicate, you know, continuation of what the first artist drew. Then the next artist would draw on that backstage, fold it over, pass it on to the next artist, and so on. And then they would unfold it, and it would be this, you know, crazy image. And so, you know, in our process, we don't see what the artist has done until they bring it back, and then we all see what's done, and so we can, you know, decide, well, what do we want to add or do to this piece to improve it or to finish it. So it's a little bit different, but I like the idea of it's a freeing kind of a process, you know, to just do something and give it up. And that was, for us, really, I think that's the main rule, and really the most important is that when we bring something to the group, it's, you know, and give it over to the group, it's no longer our individual piece. It's the group piece. It belongs to the piece. And anything is all right. You know, everything is acceptable. Whatever that artist wants to do, if it involves dismembering it, you know, driving over it, burning it, it's all got to be okay.
Yeah.
And as far, you know, for us to proceed in a kind of a free manner. So I think that freedom to do whatever we want and to not be constrained by what the first artist has done is really important. And that's kind of the germ of, that's what I see us having taken from that exquisite quartz.
Gotcha. Now, let's discuss distance. So you said that y'all are a member of the same art cooperative.
Right.
What did distance play any factor in y'all's ability to collaborate on these pieces?
Well, we're not very far away from one another, but it's a drive. And when we started, we used to meet. I actually can't remember how often we met. COVID has kind of thrown a monkey wrench into that. But we would meet like at least, I think it was every other week, at one of our houses and exchange pieces and talk about what we had done. And then when COVID hit, we, of course, were not doing that for a while, but we still, after a few months, we did start to meet. Like, we would just drive to someone's house and sit in the yard and look at our stuff. So it hasn't been as, I mean, it definitely has had an impact. And we do a lot of more Zoom meetings than we ever did before, of course. And it does make a difference. You know, it's kind of, because I feel like we get a rhythm going as a group and with our meetings and with our own work. And COVID definitely messed up our rhythm to some extent. And we're still kind of recovering from that. But the distance was not that big a deal. And, because, I mean, maybe the longest drive anyone had was maybe an hour. But, so it's something of an issue, but not huge.
No, certainly. That gave an insight on the not necessarily physical space, but certainly time being delayed due to circumstances and how that really impacted the progression and the consistencies of y'all's schedule, y'all's routine with this project. No, that's an excellent insight. Gina, thank you for coming on and taking the time to talk to us about y'all's piece, the Stone Soup Project. If they want more, if our listeners want more information about you or your project, the Stone Soup Project, where can they get that information at?
Well, you can get it on my website, which is www.ginatelkochi.com. And there's a page on my website that is devoted to Stone Soup Project. And also we're on Instagram as Stone Soup Art. And what else? And we recently had a show at Gearbox Gallery, so there are probably images on that website, gearboxgallery.com. And Phyllis Lachey and Deborah Benioff-Friedman also have websites. That's a lot to spell. But, so there's much more information on all of those sites.
Excellent. And yeah, we will have those all those links along to your other two collaborators as well, posted in the write-up on our website, wkgc.org.
Well, great.
Gina, thank you so much for taking the time.
I really appreciate.
Thank you so much, Gina.
Oh, I appreciate your having me. And, yeah, I wish I could see that show in person.
Yeah, there's something about that's where the distance really comes in. The Amelia Center Gallery is a wonderful and intimate gallery. And certainly the cohesiveness and variety of this exhibit is just such so interesting compared to one exhibit with variations on a theme.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
But Gina, thank you so much Go ahead.
Yeah. Hope people see it. And thank you so much for having me. We appreciate it.
Of course. This has been Gina Telcoci, one of the collaborators with the Stone Soup Project. The collaboration exhibit is open now through April 9th at the Amelia Center Gallery on the campus of Gulf Coast State College. Gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6 p.m., and Friday, 10 to 4. Admission is free.